Janet Stilson. I am both a journalist as well as an author of sci-fi books. One is called The Juice, and the second book is called The Universe of Lost Messages.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Janet Stilson and her book series, The Charismites. The series started at episode 353. Go to the show archive to catch up. You know, it's really interesting and unique. Like, I've never heard of anyone doing this before, is you have your main characters become secondary, and then you pull forward these other characters from that may have been in the first book. This is really unusual. Tell me about that. What struck upon this idea?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't remember why I did that. I guess I was just thinking about how to carry the story forward in interesting ways. I mean, the other aspect of the second book that you might find interesting is that the title of the book refers, The Universe of Lost Messages, refers to a new element that is developed in the second novel, which was sort of sprung for something that happened to me personally. It may have happened to you in the past too, Lancer. I mean, have you ever had somebody sends you an email message and it gets stuck in your junk mail and you don't find it for weeks at a time?
Oh,
or
for sure.
Have you ever find it?
Yeah.
And that happened to me once, and it was just absolutely unsettled me because it was the editor of Asimov's magazine who wanted to publish a short story.
Yeah.
And I never saw this message. And looking on the bright, you know, look, trying to find some humor in all this, I came up with the idea of, wouldn't it be interesting if there was, like, out in the ether somewhere, all of these lost messages that are just sort of out there and nobody can find them. And a lot of them are nothing but junk mail, but some of them are really, really important. So I created one of the characters creates this virtual world, and due to a confluence of things that happen, all of these messages that are coming, being transmitted in and out of a server farm in the Phoenix area, suddenly all of them get trapped in this virtual world and they have no way of getting out except this one character who I haven't mentioned yet. His name is Mercury.
Yeah.
He's the one who created the virtual world. He is able to find these messages. And eventually he brings the character Cheetah into this virtual world so that she finds messages too. A few of these messages are very, very key to solving the problem of finding these abducted charismites.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, no, but you finally got back to Sheila. And it was only like 3 weeks, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
If it would have been my luck, it would have been like 2 years later or something like that. Like, oh, look, I missed this opportunity.
I should have said Sheila Williams.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I was like traumatized by the fact I hadn't seen the message. But it turned out well. And actually, the short story was based on a section of The Juice.
Oh, wow.
That involves Petra and her search to find true love and a child. I separated out that story and turned it into a piece of short prose. And it was published by Asimov's way back when.
Cool. Wow. All right. Well, that sounds very exciting. And I really like how you're recasting some of what you built in the first novel and using it to increase the power of your second novel. So I like how you recast these characters into different, maybe recast is the right word, but they have different focuses in the next novel. That's really cool.
Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... One, two, three. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirt who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice. We've got more value for you folks. They're right there in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. And if you downloaded this podcast from a website, go back to the website where you downloaded it and you will see the show notes there. This is a continuing episode of the series that started at episode 353. If you missed that first episode, like my friend Forrest, you can find it by going to scifithoughts.space and using the search box to search up any episodes that you missed. Next episode, more Janet Stilson.
The other thing I didn't mention, which might be of interest to your listeners, is there's also an audiobook version of The Juice that my publisher produced last year. And it's used two award-winning narrators who did just a fantastic job. So that's another way of getting to know the story and hearing the tale.